and stir something up about getting rid of some of this equipment. And I'm sure there's life left in it. You need to pinch the pennies a little more.
Stop wasting money.
Good evening and welcome to the October meeting of the Oregon Board of Education. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and a moment of silence.
I appreciate that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. May we have the roll call, please, Mrs. Ruth?
Certainly. Mr. Shea?
Present.
Mr. Kennedy?
Here.
Mrs. Miller?
Here.
Mrs. Molnar?
Here.
And Mr. Zavisky?
Here.
Okay, I need a motion to adopt the agenda as written with the addendum G, please.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Mr. McNeil, student government, please.
Hello, everyone. So we just wrapped up our homecoming week in student government. The homecoming dance, I've heard from a lot of people saying that this was one of the best ones we've ever had. A lot of people had a lot of fun there. We spent a lot more money on the DJ this year instead of the decorations, something that we tried different in the past. Everyone had a lot of fun. In my opinion, this was the most fun I had at a homecoming dance. But now that that's consumed a lot of our time, we're able to move on towards other projects and look towards other things. Volunteer Focus is heading up Haunted Hallways now, and then we'll be helping out to supply a lot of the manpower to get that done. We reach out to the middle school, who will be working on some crafts in the cafeteria, decorating some of the cafeteria. We figured that was one good way to network with the middle school and be able to get them involved a little bit. Something we're looking at is being able to get that middle school participation with the high school and student government. By the November board meeting, the middle school advisors said that they'd be prepared to bring someone to the board meetings, and hopefully they can make that a monthly thing too with the high school. And then in addition, the next board meeting, there should also be one or two other high school members that are also coming forward, possibly an underclassman and then maybe one junior, just to kind of see how these things get rolling so that they can prepare for that next year. So now that homecoming's over and we can focus on other things, we broke off into our committees for the rest of the year in student government. We have three committees. One is our policy committee, one is a community committee, and then one is a student activities committee. And I'm in charge of the policy committee, the policy action committee. So that committee is obviously the one that's most responsible for the shaping the environment of Clay High School regarding policy, creating stronger connections with the administration, setting up the town halls, which is something we want to continue doing for the rest of the school year monthly. Those are all great ways, to get students' opinion from the whole school and be able to relay that to the administration. Then there's a community committee, which is focused a lot on community outreach, public reach towards people. They have, I think they have a film fest thing, the idea that they want to do. Just basically anything that they can reach out and get an idea going that expands outside of Clay High School and towards the public too. And then lastly, the student activities committee, which is responsible for doing things like homecoming, but obviously on a much smaller scale now. Coming forward, they have all the events that go directly with the student body. So. Yeah, I think that's basically where we're at right now in student government. As far as policy action committee goes, obviously we've had a lot of ideas coming forward. I know at the last board meeting I suggested to you guys if you guys had any suggestions or anything, any projects or anything you wanted to see us work towards in the future. Now we have a student government email account that we just had solidified, and that's an Oregon CS account. So if there's any way that you want to communicate with us, any ideas that you want, it can be through that. I can send you guys an invitation for that through the email account. But just right off the bat, is there anything, I know from last board meeting we talked about, any ideas or anything you want to bring towards student government that I can talk about at the next meeting?
An interesting, I talked with Mr. Waterbury just briefly here right after school and sparked an idea, which, he had his class listen to someone from the Ohio Department of Education today about report cards. Mm-hmm. But my angle is I would like to know from just student body, student government, what they see as Clay's strengths and weaknesses, but kind of in categories, but not necessarily we want, you know, more drinking fountains, but something like, you know, our kids are having a hard time accessing water in between, just using this as an example, in between periods, that's a problem for kids. Mm-hmm. Or is it, you know, things that are, in general, themes that the student body feels are going really well, you know, that we could build upon, and just kind of have that general feedback. I don't know if you have that ability or think
right.
a mechanism to get that kind of feedback mm-hmm. from kids, but...
Yeah, and I was going to say, I think that ties in closely with our town hall discussions that we do, too, because those are available, you know, during STRIDE, like, once a month, and we have, you know, anyone from the student body that wants to come down and like, share ideas just regarding the school in general. So,
but my mind is wrapping those into categories and then having your organization, whether it's this year or moving forward, be part of our strategic plan, mm-hmm. and you help us solve those problems or help us advance those causes or help us, you know, get ideas or help us to market things that are working so that more people maybe know about it.
Okay.
Anyways, an idea.
Right, right. Okay.
Telling our story, helping us tell our story.
Okay.
Right? Because you're in policy and you want to sell ideas and you want to move forward with bringing opinions and change and those types of things, and it all starts with really knowing where you're at.
Okay.
So.
I had a recommendation, not in regards to PAC, but the haunted hallways you said you guys are working on right now.
Right.
I know in the past some parents have showed concern. Do you guys put a rating on that as far as what age groups it's for? Because I know some parents have showed concern bringing their little mm-hmm. ones in.
Right.
And they've been absolutely terrified to the point of not sleeping.
All right.
So I don't know if that's something you guys, when you're putting the information out to the public for them to come, is kind of let them know the age-appropriate okay. level for what kids from Oregon can attend.
Right. Yeah, I'm not positive exactly how, like, layout will work, since I know Volunteer Focus is doing a lot of it, but okay. I think they are doing something also for, like, you know, younger people.
On, okay. on the flyer this year, it says the first hour is for the younger children, okay. and then okay. the second hour is more hands-on scary or mm-hmm. something. I forget what the wording right. was. Yeah. But that's what the flyers say this year.
Okay, it's so a good question because I had that same question.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
so I talked with the advisors about that same idea because I go, well, what is this? You know, I'm here, you know, is it scary or is it trick-or-treat? You know, which is it? And they decided to kind of split it for that exact
idea.
Reason. So
problem solved.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I retract.
No, it's good.
It's a good question.
That shows that there's interest in the event.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah.
And Mr. Gregory, I know how you talked about having like that kind of layout of like different categories mm-hmm. and just things on what to improve or things that we see are going well. We haven't had our October town hall discussion yet, so maybe if after we have that, we can have like the policy action committee come up with like a layout or like,
yeah.
some sort of plan that we can bring to the next board meeting, and then
sure. And let me know if there's a time you would like me to get involved or meet with you or. You know, I know you meet with Mr. Jersky and the leadership and student government leadership, but if there's anything I can do to help, you know I will.
Okay.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Good.
Perfect. And
well,
I did hear all good things about homecoming. It was really nice this year.
Is it true there was like close to 900 kids or ish?
Yeah, I think this was our record for homecoming. So
it was the first question I asked
that
when my boys got home, how was the DJ? Because
yeah.
I knew
oh.
that you said that. And they said it was phenomenal.
Right,
so a lot of good feedback. So
yeah,
they had a great time.
We had hired a laser technician,
yeah.
and he brought these carbon dioxide jets mm-hmm. that were shooting carbon dioxide in the audience, but it was...
Yeah.
It
Mr.
Was
Waterbury,
worth,
anything you want to add to it?
Shift.
You obviously helped set it up.
We had close to 870 tickets
yeah.
sold, and 850 students showed up. So
wow.
Yeah,
it's big. That's right, no shows or just tickets sold. That's the best we've had, and yeah, it was a fun event. This was one of the first years I walked out and said, I had fun today,
uh-huh.
instead of, I wanted to pull my hair out today. Yeah.
Thank you for everything,
you.
Both of you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we have no staff or community recognition. I have, do you have any cards, Mrs. Strauss?
I have nothing.
Public participation?
Nope.
Okay. Public hearing, no. Treasurer's report.
All right. Thank you, Mrs. Molnar. My report should be in your packet. The monthly reports, the true cash review, revenues are 1.2% lower than last year. It's primarily due to real estate collections. And we are also losing another $300,000 in our hold harmless monies. Every year we lose 0.625. Expenditures are a little bit higher. I think that's majority of that is an accounting adjustment that I want to review. The real hit this month is the five-year forecast. I have it attached, and I'll have more information up on it. but I thought the most important thing to do, it's due October 31st to the state, and it's really just an extension of our current finances with the best estimates of what we think is going to happen in the future. I have included some things I've never included in the past, some positive things. I've included the $250,000 payment that is supposed to come to us when the second natural gas plant breaks ground. The city administrator has said that the gentleman came in from the second gas plant and was all excited. He was saying it would be in December. He said the city administrator felt it might be more March. So this may pull out in May if we don't get it. But as of now, it's in here. I also began the payments coming in from the second natural gas plant beginning in 21-22. And then the abatement payments from the first natural gas plant is increasing in the fifth year of this forecast, which is fiscal year 22-23. So I just, that's all in there, and you can see the details in the revenue side. As I've always said, the important trend when you're looking at a five-year forecast, as exciting as it is to, you know, look at the details, it's really about trends. When the district begins spending more money than it's receiving and begins dipping into our cash reserves, that's the normal ebb and flow of school finance. We collect our money with levies, and then it's, you know, slowly our reserve balances go down. We are projected to begin spending out of our reserve balances, or rather in a negative cash condition here, next fiscal year. Fiscal year 19-20, we'll be spending about $1.3 million more than we're taking in. So that begins to eat into our cash reserves. I think it'll be necessary for the board to begin evaluating our upcoming deficit and addressing how we will maintain our programs and services. There hasn't been, I don't know if you've heard much about school funding in the current governor's race, so I hesitated to put more than a very modest increase in for state funding. So I do think it'll be necessary for the board to consider a levy in the coming years to maintain our services. Final note, the county auditor's office has not released the reappraisal values yet. We do expect it to have limited impact because, of course, effective millage rates will be rolled back and that any increases will only impact inside mills. We have some miscellaneous items here just sort of catching you up a little bit. But unless there are questions, that is my forecast tonight. Really hasn't. The forecast is pretty similar to what I presented last year. It's just one more year. So unless there are questions, that is my report tonight. Excuse me.
Motion to accept Treasurer's report.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion or questions? Roll call.
Okay, excuse me. Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, and next up we have one of our leadership updates from Mrs. Dellinger for our transportation.
Good evening. I'm going to start off with our department and the personnel and our inventory. We have 32 regular drivers and 17 sub-drivers that include a mechanic, secretaries, custodian, a paraprofessional, and a cafeteria worker, and a bus monitor. We have 7 regular bus monitors, 2 mechanics, 1 secretary dispatcher, for a total of 58 employees in our department. This year we have 1 regular driver retired. We have 1 regular driver move out of state, so we're in the process right now of replacing them. We also had 1 of our subs move out of state too. Our fleet consists of 32 regular buses and 11 sub buses for a total of 43 buses. 4 of the buses are wheelchair accessible, and 3 of those buses have air. This year we purchased 2 new buses. One of them was a regular full-size 72-passenger bus, and the other was a mid-size, well, a regular size, but it was a 61-passenger, but it has a wheelchair lift. and air conditioning, and then we traded in two mid-size buses. Last year we took over 981 field trips, athletic trips, and extracurricular trips, and we drove over 58,579 miles on these trips. Last year we transported over 2,000 students on a daily basis to school, which is which we drove 2,935 miles per day on just bus routes going to school, using 69,680 gallons of fuel. This summer, we changed over to Apple computers and upgraded our routing system, which is Agilog, with a lot of help from Don Travoni in our IT department. This year, we had new cameras put outside our bus garage, inside and out, for extra security, and we also had signs hung outside our gates that said it was restricted area. For bus safety this year, we have three onboard instructors, Patty Fisher, Mary Aitney, and Denise Allen, and we have one driver in training to become a onboard instructor. And together with Officer Shaw, they did bus safety at all the grade schools, the first 3 weeks of school with the students K through 4. And then they did additional bus safety at Cardinal Stridge, OSAP, and at Safety Town this summer. This year, we did a new bus safety program with all the grade school kindergarten students and their parents. We had them come to school before school started, and we took the parents and the kids on the bus, and we drove them around and taught them how to get on and off the bus properly and safely, and we went over all the rules and regulations with the parents so they knew what to expect. This year, Bus Safety Week is October 22nd through the 26th, and we're planning on doing bus evacuations at all the schools. And then at our in-service this summer, the drivers did a bus evacuation program with Davis Bessie. They came in and they showed them. We went over evacuating in case Davis Bessie would have an event. So they went over that with them, and then they also practiced school bus evacuations. Another thing we've had a lot of problems with this year is road construction. So when there's a project like on Pickle Road, it affects all the schools. It just doesn't affect the school on Pickle Road. All our buses travel down Pickle Road, so that can have a ripple effect at the schools with our buses getting there on time. But the city works with us really good. They give us the name of the project manager, so if we have any problems, we can call them up, and they'll be there. They'll get our buses through. They always work with us. We've never had a problem getting through any construction. It might take a while, but they will get us through. And sometimes they'll call us, and they'll tell us, this is where we're going to work. What time are your buses going to be through? And then we tell them what time, and they'll make sure they're out of the way, or if the road's been cut, they'll put plates down, and they'll get our buses through. So it really hasn't been too bad of a problem. So that's pretty much what's been going on this year. Any questions?
Yeah. Terry, I just have one that, you know, when I talk to the other superintendents, this whole idea of bus subs has been just bus substitute drivers. And you say we have 17. I mean, is that a normal amount,
no,
low
that's
amount?
Probably pretty high. But that's, again,
well, that's
people
what,
that work in the school system
many
already.
Of them
we
work.
Use a lot of them.
And
in
so,
the afternoon.
So would you say that then we're okay at the present time for subs, but
right
or
now
should
we are.
Continue
and we have
to?
Two people that are in training right now to become subs.
Oh,
so,
even two more.
Yeah, we try to keep up with it as much as we can through word of mouth, and we had a job fair, and we did get one driver out of that. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, because it just seems to be becoming a
yeah,
desperate situation.
It's hard.
Perrysburg can't find them; they don't have them. So. It's just kind
yeah,
of scary.
We've been fortunate for the
yeah,
last
good,
couple of
good
years.
Job.
A lot of our people retire and then they come back and they sub.
Yeah.
So,
awesome.
That's a good thing. Yeah.
And then, I don't know, but with the Bus Safety Week, what do we do specifically? Do we do stuff at the schools or is it primarily?
Bus evacuations, we do that
at all six schools.
We'll have them go through that.
Got it. With all the kids at
yep,
different times.
All
okay.
The kids.
Awesome.
K through 12. And then at Cardinal Stritch, we'll do that too, and OSAP.
Good.
I think the best thing I saw this year, Terry, was when I attended the kindergarten things, and when the parents had to do what the kids did, I thought that was really good training for the parents.
Right. Then they understood.
They understood that they had to, take 10 steps and turn around and wave. And I thought that was really a good thing that you did. Your department really did. You stepped up.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Terry, very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time. She did such a good job, didn't she?
She did.
Yes, she did.
Good job. Executive session, anyone? Okay. Consent agenda. Are there any items that board members wish to pull from the regular meeting consent agenda? Hearing none, a motion is needed to vote on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Moving on to new business. We need a motion to accept the following donations. Walmart donated 150 apples and 150 bottles of water to Star for the Color Run. Furniture Palace donated water to Star for the Color Run. Burger King on Navarre donated coupons for Star Elementary School's Halloween costume collection. Furniture Palace donated book bags and supplies for 40 students, approximately $400 in value. Matthews Ford donated 32 chairs for approximate value of $2,200 to Clay High School for classroom use. Coy Elementary received a $1,000 grant from the Walmart Community Grants team. Linda and Mike Fisher donated $1,000 to Eisenhower Intermediate School for new drinking fountains. Those are the type that can be filled, water bottles can be filled. Toledo Refining donated equipment and materials valued at $2,431.12 for the science lab at Facet. Kroger donated 75 reusable grocery bags to Jerusalem Elementary for students to carry Chromebooks and supplies to various classrooms throughout the building. May I have a motion to accept these, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item B under new business, recreation cooperative agreement. We need a motion to approve the recreation cooperative agreement with the City of Oregon. A copy has been distributed to the board. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item C, transportation contracts. We need a motion to enter into a transportation contract with Brittany Marciniak of 445 South Fargo to transport her children to and from the Summit Academy in Toledo. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item D, disposal of equipment and materials. We wish to dispose of one IBM typewriter, three sets of books entitled Elements of Literature, five dictionaries, and five thesaurus. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Item E, a truck quote. We need a motion to approve the purchase of a 2019 Ford F-250 SD regular cab pickup truck from Matthews Ford in the amount of $26,831.22. No other quotes were received. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? The old one died, didn't it?
They're all getting old, so I can replace them as they go.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Under F, disposal of equipment and materials, the items listed on the September 18th agenda for disposal have been disposed of in accordance with board policy. Adding item G, the band trip, we need a motion to approve the Clay High band trip to travel on March 15th through the 20th, 2020, to perform at Disney World Magic Kingdom in Florida. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Under old business, we need a motion.
Did you do G?
Did I do G?
It's the addendum.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Is it just
yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Dark.
Yep.
Missed it.
I thought I did. You know, and you're getting older, Mr. Gregory.
No, it was, I was.
He's tweeting Facebook.
No, I'm not tweeting Facebook. I'm bringing up my report online so I don't have all this paper.
Actually, what he's doing is he's watching the soccer game.
Yeah, I got my soccer game up.
Oh, man.
Did you really?
No. Soccer game.
You're amongst friends.
Yeah. That's Terry. How are
you
doing?
Oh, dear. We're moving
on
to old business.
Sorry to interrupt.
We need a motion to adopt the policies that were presented at the last meeting. Superintendent's report.
That's what I was looking up.
Oh.
So moved.
Oh, did you?
We'll just do it out of order.
Yeah, that's fine.
Kennedy
second?
Just
that's fine.
Who seconded it?
I don't know. I'll second.
There you go.
Discussion?
I threw y'all off, Carol. I am sorry.
Roll call.
Okay, I heard Mr. Kennedy. Is that correct? Okay. Mrs. Yes. Miller?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky? Oh.
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes. Okay, now Superintendent's report.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Molnar.
You're welcome.
All right. There should be a hard copy in your packet. Just a couple of things. I have a few things to share. One, our with our just give you information, update information on our school resource officers. The department met, and basically through the seniority process, Officer Scott Wells will be the new SRO at Jerusalem. Officer Michael Connor will be the new SRO at Star. And Officer Ryan Spangler will be the new SRO at Coy. So those are, you know, scheduled to begin in January.
Yep.
And we're working to, Mr. Sandwich is working with the principals to get those offices ready to go. Star will be a little bit of the biggest project, I guess, with we're going to knock down some walls, kind of recreate some things. But it's a good time. If we're going to do it right, let's do it right. And so we're very excited. All three of those individuals have been in touch with their school buildings, and I've certainly talked with all of them. On a number of occasions, we're going to start meeting monthly next month, kind of all six SROs, which three of them we meet monthly now. So that'll be nice. So very, very positive. Thank you again for that. That's a huge piece of this district that is needed. I'm going to be recommending to you, most likely, unless Mrs. Fruth and I find some different information out than what we know now, to officially switch our affiliation from the Lake Erie West ESC to the North Point Educational Service Center ESC. And essentially, all this is it does link a few of them. There's some mandated dollar amounts that ESCs get from districts' ADA or their attendance or their number of children that goes directly to them. It's nothing that comes out of our books as speak. It comes right from the state to the ESCs. But our affiliation's been really tight with them for quite a while, and we do, they're the one of the only ESCs that does free PD for their member districts, of which we're the only Lucas County district that's affiliated with them. And if you ask anybody here, that we are one of the highest takers of their professional development. We have benefited greatly from those. So some of that money that would then come down from the state would go to help offset their PD costs. So, you know, it's free to us. All the other ESCs, and certainly Lake Erie West and the others around here, charge for all their PD, where our folks, at least there's not a cost to go. I mean, there's a cost for subs and those types of things. And I think the PD has been very, very valuable. So that's the other piece. It's valuable. It's real. And they've also been the leaders in a lot of the cultural change, the system change types of things that we do. So look for that in November. Like I said, unless there's some information that we aren't aware of through this process, has to be completed by December 31st. So I guess potentially it could come down in December.
So the only difference that we're looking at is the North Point provides professional development.
Really, there is no operational difference whatsoever, other than the money flow goes to North Point ESC rather than Lake Erie West.
Okay, so
is that fair to say, was, Mrs. Fruth? I mean,
in other words, what you're saying is no money was going to North Point, but they were giving us services.
Correct.
No,
well,
we were paying them for any
Services. We pay
but
them.
But for professional development,
yes.
They have a policy of using the money that the state provides for professional development.
Yeah.
Our money was still going to Lucas County. We're proposing it now go to
North we North. Pay for our preschool services and our therapy services.
So we were paying, it was going to Lake Erie instead of
No. We're not paying, the money that's coming from the state that we don't really control that the ESC gets was coming to Lake Erie West, but all our services and supports have been through North Point ESC. So through conversations over the last probably 3 years since I've been superintendent with their superintendent, it just makes logical sense that our affiliation is made official with North Point ESC, which then allows them to draw on those minimal funds. It's like, $3 per key?
Yeah, but it adds up. But
it does, but
the whole thing changed, I think, just a few years ago. When
we weren't allowed to change before.
We were not allowed to. You had to stay affiliated with
Correct.
The county you were in. This has changed now. And I really think the push is to make ESCs more competitive because there's been some fat at some of the ESCs. I shouldn't. And so this is a way to try to make them more competitive if they're having to compete for services.
Yeah. So where's North Point located?
North Point's
it's
in Sandusky.
Sandusky. It's in Sandusky.
But it's a whole accumulation of Erie, Sandusky.
And Huron. And then now us, Lucas. So Erie here. It used to be called the Erie Huron Ottawa County ESC.
Yeah.
And then, like Ms. Fruth said, a few years ago, legislation made every 2 years you were allowed to make a switch. So if we don't do it now, we can't for two more years. So, maybe, Kara, were you here? When we years ago, when I was still special ed director, we switched all our special ed services from, at that point, Lucas County ESC, before they were named Lake Erie West. Maybe, Jeff, were you on that at that time? So,
it was kind of controversial when we did it.
It was a little bit. It's political, very political. This is going to be a little bit political, no doubt. But it's, hopefully it will all, it will all be professional with the change, and that's, it's part of doing business. As I still have strong relationships with the Lucas County, Lake Erie West folks and the superintendents that are in those groups. But from a pure logical, common sense approach of what we do with North Point ESC, it just makes sense in my mind to make this switch official. And they treated us very, very well. I mean, we can look at the contract and argue how much a speech teacher costs or how much an OT costs or whatever, but it's still less than Lake Erie West. That I know.
I think we used to go to Sandusky, Mike, for meetings, and they were sponsored by North Point. They were training for board members. We
Might
always
have been.
Went to those, and it's been a number of years since we've had them, but...
We went to one. We have umbrellas. We have umbrellas with North Point.
Yeah.
Remember?
And
it's in my
band
right now. That's what I use.
That was
I do
North
remember
Point.
That.
Our umbrellas.
Yeah.
And
they were always good. We always learned something.
Yep.
Well, they've just taken the approach that they're already receiving money from districts, and, by far their free approach to PD has just totally made it easy and accessible for our staff. They operate, I think probably everybody in this room administratively, they have sessions where the superintendents get together, curriculum directors get together, high school principals get together, middle school elementary principals get together. I think there might be a technology network that maybe Dawn's a part of. I mean, it's just organized, it's valuable. And I just feel like that. And, we can certainly talk more if there's questions. I mean, we have time. But, again, it's just a resolution. That's all the board is going to be asked is to pass a resolution. I'll get you a copy of that that you can look over. So the next update here is just on the Digital Academy that you guys supported with the hiring of Mr. Sig. And then we transferred a teacher, Mr. Heitenhove, into that capacity here at the high school. So as of today, which I'm very proud of this, we have 22 full-time students that are benefiting from full-time online education here within Oregon City Schools. I believe, and Mr. Sandwich might know this, they're all high school. I don't know if there's anybody below high school level at this point. And then we have 21 students that are taking credit recovery courses, all under our control, if you will.
That's
and just
32,000.
What's that?
That's 132,000.
Thank you. I was just
going
to say, when we were talking about this, our hope was one of two things. We'd either bring back students from outside organizations, and we would prevent students from leaving ours to outsourced organizations. And in talking with Mr. Sig, 10 of those are students that have come back to us from outsourced organizations. Well, and that was when it was at 20. Two more were added just in the last couple days. So let's just say it was 10 and 10. So that's good news for, mm-hmm. for us, and they seem to be happy. I hope they're making progress. I didn't get into the individual's progress, but obviously that's something that I feel like we did a really nice job. And Mr. Sig, I'll tell you, we had a home run in bringing him in. He's doing a fantastic job, you know, leading that piece and getting to know the staff and doing the things here at the high school. Any questions on that?
I had a parent whose child is in credit recovery, and they are totally blown out of the water with the program. They love it.
Yeah.
It's good for their daughter. So
yeah, awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
So thank you again. That's been something that we've been talking about for years, and we finally made it happen. Drive for your school results, real quickly. We were the first school that Matthews has had to max out the donations by all your support and the community support with reached our goal of $8,000. So the top five schools were sports. If you remember, you could pick your sport that the money could go to. Swimming made about a little over 1,000. Hockey, cheer, about 700. Wrestling, I don't know, 600. And then football, about 500. They were the top five. But all the sports had something. So that's a big deal because it became a community event. It was more than just a fundraiser. It was something that we rallied around, and I was proud of our school system and coaches and everybody mm-hmm. to make that happen. And really it didn't happen without Mr. Jersky and Mr. Gibbs' support, because without those two pushing their staffs to go out and take a test drive, if you will, when they had a moment during the day, because of the 300 drivers, 140 of them were our staff, or at least during the day part. We had others probably go after school, but they pushed it. And so, I mean, that's a big deal, you know? And I want to give them both their props because they worked very hard to help this. So we'll look at what we're going to do in the future with that, but we hope to spread the, maybe do a different department next year. Training. I just want to let you know that part of our whole safety plan has always been to continue to build upon what we have. So we have had a informal threat assessment team in place for the last several years, where we come together with SROs, counselors, social workers, behavioral support people, ourselves administratively, and talk about kids. But we're going to tighten that process up. With the shootings and with the recent things, this is one of the big trainings going on across the country, is how to deal with this stuff, but deal with it so you're not caught in a legal bind. In addition to what we want to do to help prevent any type of threat in our school as much as we can. So we have some training set up for our leadership team and SROs in grades 5 through 12. I feel bad we couldn't quite get the elementaries because I picked a bad date, but I'm working with Lisa Kovach from the University of Toledo, who out of her department there, the day next Tuesday, the 23rd, was when we could do it, and it's the first day of elementary testing. Third grade testing, so it just wasn't. But at least we'll get the majority of our leadership trained. I wanted to let you and the community know that you know, we're building upon what we have, and we're going to tighten the ship a little bit on how we do it. So hopefully we'll all be on the same page coming out of that. And last but not least, I'm going to try something new. So give me points for a risk. I hope I do this okay. Never done blogging. Really never understood blogging. But I kind of understand the concept. And the concept is very simple. Is you just get on and type conversationally kind of about whatever the topic is that you want to talk about. So I have a page set up. Dawn helped me very much. Thank you. I've put that out today in an email, which you may have received. And as long as Mr. Zawitzki does not tease me on this, I'll be okay, I think.
He's going to troll.
Oh, I know.
It should be a YouTube.
We'll see how this goes and go to YouTube next. But, you know, I'm not doing the Facebook thing personally, and I'm not going to – I mean, that stuff can get out of hand, in my opinion. We'll do it professionally. We'll do it with our schools. But I'm going to – this is a little bit more controllable, but also a way to get – it convinced me when I went down to the safety summit 2 months ago down at ODE, and two of the presenters talked about the impact blogging. Two superintendents who presented talked about the impact they had in blogging, which is this conversational speech. I don't even know what you want to call it, you know?
This is controlled by you prior to anyone else seeing it. So when someone blogs to you,
I control the message that
whether or not it goes.
Yes,
you can delete
yes.
it before it goes.
Yes,
correct? Okay.
So it goes into
someone
the,
goes haywire.
Yep, it won't get posted.
It doesn't get posted.
Correct.
Unless you allow it to get posted.
Yep, exactly. And absolutely, that's part of the comfort level of why I wanted to go down this route. And it's a little bit clunky on how I do that, but bottom line is I can post something, boom, you can react to it, I get an email, I go in and look at your reaction and just click approved and it's posted. And if it's something that's just, you know, way off the mark or something that, you know, and I'm not going to, you know, I'm going to use common sense with that. But so we'll see how it goes.
So someone have to put, they have to put a name?
It's anonymous, or they have an option of creating an account with a name.
Okay.
And if you go to, well, I sent you the link, but if you go under district on our webpage, it says superintendent's message, and then click on that, and on that page it says superintendent's blog on the right. You can't miss it. And then it's a separate page where you can read. And so basically I just posted a paragraph and said the first, I posted a question, what would you like to hear from me as superintendent? So it's a risky question. But I know how you write, so I'll know if it's Mr. Zawitzki or, you know. Some of you other might be able to fool me a little bit. But
are you budgeting time in for this?
Yes, in my head. In my head, I'm budgeting time.
Could go.
Yeah, I know. I get it. But
you're like $1 million movie star.
Oh, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. No, it's. I don't expect that kind of response. Trust me. But it's another avenue for us to communicate with our community. So we'll see how it goes. You'll see how it goes. It's not going to be hidden. I'll publish all the positive things about me, and then I'll keep all the negative things from going out. So, so with that being said, that's my report, unless there's any questions.
No, that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, board committee reports. Finance?
Finance committee met this past Friday and discussed the 5-year forecast, like Jane mentioned, and that was about the gist of the meeting.
Thank you. Capital Improvement, Health and Safety?
Capital Improvement met last week. We touched on the auditorium revamps with the new facing coming in and touched on the bathrooms out at the visitor side stadium. Price came in a little higher than we had thought originally, and so back to the drawing board as far as what is going to transpire to improve upon those bathrooms out there.
Little buildings with moons on them. Policy.
Really had the wood shop still.
We did. It would work, wouldn't it? Okay. Policy personnel. Those would be all of the policies that we just adopted. Mm-hmm. And academic.
No report.
Legislative.
No report.
Student achievement liaison. Nothing this evening. Board discussion. I have a ton of things for board discussion. The quarter ends October 18th, but final grades will be October 30th. And we will be printing paper report cards for K-4 this year. State testing for third graders, October 23rd through 24th. Parent nights, elementary schools, Jerusalem, it's the 23rd, Koi the 24th, Star the 25th, and of course, Haunted Hallways, Monday night. Volley for the Cure at Facet is October 24th, that's next Wednesday. November 8th, blood drive out at Eisenhower, if anybody has any inclinations to give blood, that's a good date for them. The veterans programs are all November 9th, as far as I know. Capital Conference will be November 11, 12, 13, which is Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And then I really want to say something about the egomaniacs.
Go ahead.
I should have said it when Nick was here. Those kids are really creative. If you've ever watched them, they're just absolutely nuts, and they do just such great things to bring out the school spirit.
They're making videos this year, which are a little bit different than last year.
Really good. Okay, then we have all these people from fall sports that I do want to mention, and I think it's for the first time ever. I think it might be a record. I don't remember any other year. We have three coaches of the year for track, mm-hmm. for fall sports. Mm-hmm. Three of them. I mean, we usually get one or two. Mm-hmm. Soccer boys, Zach Sonkrant. Mm-hmm. Soccer girls, Don Hess. And, of course, our volleyball coach, Kerry Wagner. Three of them. Cross country, we have a second team all track with Lauren LaRue, Megan Hughes, and Jalen Lewis. Boys, for the first time ever, we have a district champion and a qualifier for state. And then we have second team all track, J.J. Utter, and a sectional champion, of course, Palmer Yenrick. Mm-hmm. Soccer boys, we have first team all track, Ruger Weimer and Keegan Calkins. Second team all track, Zach Rowe and Zach Rowe. Honorable mention all track, Todd Jerky, Brody Lighty, and Caleb Bradley. Soccer girls, we have postseason awards. First team all track, Kennedy Slovak, Peyton Rigg, Riley Clark, Bella Mabry. Mm-hmm. Second team all track, Lauren Clark, and Kaylin Sibriowski. Honorable mention all track, Jayla Musselman, Jenna Visley, and Caitlin Kluwicki. And of course, they were the track champs this year. Good girls soccers. And then tennis, we have first team all track with Maddie Arquette and Tori Gallagher, and district champion Maddie Arquette, sectional champion of course Maddie Arquette, and district runner-up was Tori Gallagher, and those girls will be going to state also. I don't know if we ever had tennis to state before.
Just last year with Maddie.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then
and just a quick note on Tori.
Yeah.
She started playing tennis as a freshman, and now she's at the state tournament.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And Mr. Ralph's pretty proud of both of those girls. You know, just the short time of the development of Tori's mm-hmm. been pretty exciting. He said to watch.
And in volleyball, our first team all track, Madison Horniak and Hannah Blossy, and second team, Olivia Hanneman Delapi and Jaden Carrick. Honorable mention all track, Kendall Simon and Maya Mullins. Track champions, varsity, and track champions, JV, and track champions, freshman. But I think the one that is impressive to me is our volleyball coach, because the track volleyball coach of the year is our coach of the fall sports. Is always St. Ursula or Notre Dame, mm-hmm. or Notre Dame or St. Ursula. Mm-hmm. And I think for a first-year coach for us, she's just done a wonderful job. So I'm pleased with that. Anybody else have anything?
No.
Okay, any executive session? Okay. Next meeting is October 20th.
November.
I'm sorry, November 20th.
No worries, yeah.
Our email, was that all we needed for the third Tuesday for next year?
Mm-hmm. We should talk about that. Are we going to do third Tuesday next year so Mike can make reservations for playing? Is that okay?
National meeting things, I don't know.
That's fine.
We've never changed it.
We've never changed it, but it's always confirmed.
But maybe in January I'll recommend we change it up.
Okay.
So it'll be a 4-1 vote for Tuesdays.
It was just a question we wanted. There was a period of time right. when it was not on Tuesday.
It's funny.
We did do other days.
We switched around different schools.
We went to different schools. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So mm-hmm. just so Mike can make his, because it's cheaper if he does it now.
A lot cheaper.
Yeah.
He gets half price. Agendas may be a little bit late next time getting out to the board because we're in Columbus on Tuesday yet, so Hal and I
for
can't
Capitol.
Meet till mm-hmm. you know till Wednesday.
Who's all going down to Capitol? Is it the three of them? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gina Davis and Eddie George are speaking.
Yeah, I know.
Big time celebrities.
I know.
Gina Davis?
Gina Davis. Of all people. I don't know how they got her, but.
Maybe 20 years ago I would have.
True, only 12 then.
Gee, and she's somebody I still know.
Beetlejuice. Goes to show you.
Lead their own.
That's right. Anything else? Anything else for the good of the organization?
No, thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Who seconded it? Mr. Shea? Okay. A roll call. Mr. Kennedy?
Yes.
Mr. Shea?
Yes.
Mr. Zavisky?
Yes.
Mrs. Miller?
Yes.
And Mrs. Molnar?
Yes.
I hope that's okay.
It's good. You've seen Nick Bolsa's out.
Thank you. Right.